An important thing to consider when thinking about reflexes is the way the reflex is set up. And this is what we call the reflex arc. And there's a picture in your textbook called Events in a Natural Reflex. And it shows a very simple reflex arc. And it's important that you know all of the different parts of the reflex arc. The basic reflex arc is what we're going to go over right now. Now, some reflex arcs are going to have some additional steps or components added to them. But this is a basic reflex arc. It's going to start with a receptor, which is going to pick up information from a stimulus. So the picture in your book, for example, in Events of a Neural Reflex, shows a hand being poked by a tack. And the receptor is going to be the nerve receptor in the hand that's going to pick up the information that the hand has just been poked by a tack. The next thing that's going to happen is that a sensory neuron is going to carry that information in through the dorsal root of the spinal cord, because sensory information always comes in through the dorsal root. And that is going to synapse with an interneuron, which is a neuron that's going to connect a sensory neuron with a motor neuron. And you'll notice the interneuron is entirely inside the spinal cord. It doesn't leave the spinal cord at all. It's drawn in white on your picture, whereas the sensory neuron is drawn in red. It will synapse with a motor neuron, which is the third component. So we've got receptor, sensory neuron, interneuron, and now motor neuron, which is going to leave through the ventral root and leave from the spinal cord and deliver a motor command to the effector. The effector is going to be what is affected by this reflex and what is going to respond because of this reflex. And in this case, it's skeletal muscles in the biceps that are going to move the hand away from the source of pain. So this is a very important little dynamic that you need to memorize. So remember, it all starts with the receptors, the sensory neuron, usually an interneuron. Occasionally there's not an interneuron. Sometimes the sensory neuron is going to synapse directly with the motor neuron. The motor neuron is an important part, and then the effector. So this is the basic reflex arc. We'll talk about changes that can be made to that. In fact, let's talk about the complexity of the circuit. If it's very simple, for example, the sensory neuron, first there's the receptor, then the sensory neuron, and the sensory neuron synapses directly with a motor neuron, we call that a monosynaptic reflex. So that's very simple. A more complex reflex or a more complex circuit is when there are interneurons involved. And in the case of the picture that you were looking at, Events of a Neural Reflex, there's a couple of interneurons involved, and that becomes a little bit more complex. Those are called polysynaptic reflexes when there's more than one synapse. And I want to point out a concept called synaptic delay. This is the time between the stimulus arriving at the receptor or triggering the receptor and the effector accomplishing its task. And that delay is going to be longer depending on how complex the circuit is. So simple circuits are going to be faster, more complex circuits are going to be slower. So monosynaptic reflexes are going to be the fastest. There are no interneurons involved. Polysynaptic reflexes do have interneurons involved, and they're going to be just a little bit slower.